The Aleutic Museum's Volunteer of the Year Award recognizes folks who spend time working on projects with the museum. This year's award went to Kodiak resident Chris Woolley.
When this project for finding information about family members from Woody Island came up, he was somebody that we approached.
That's Derek Shia, the Aleutic Language and Living Culture Manager for the Aleutic Museum, talking about Woolley. Shia says that when they decided to work on the Carlisle Repatriation Project, Woolley was one of the first folks on their radar. The museum undertook the research project to find and contact descendants of indigenous children taken from Aleutic lands to a boarding school in Pennsylvania to repatriate their remains. Woolley was asked to be part of the project thanks to his extensive knowledge of Woody Island families in particular. Woolley has worked as an archaeologist and anthropologist around Alaska for over 40 years and says that knowledge has been instrumental to the project.
Yeah, I've been involved at the Aleutic Museum for many years. I had done work on Woody Island and ended up working to get a good chunk of that west side of Woody Island on the National Register of Historic Places, so had been pretty familiar with the records from that era, basically the late 1800s into the early 1900s.
He says while he's grateful for the award, he was just one part of the research team.
Well, it was mixed emotions. I was really happy, but I want to share it with the others in the group that are doing just as much work as I am.
Part of his work with the Carlisle Repatriation Project included contacting the family of Anastasia Ashawak, whose remains were brought back to the village Old Harbor for reburial in her family's plot last year. But the work hasn't ended. He and his team are still looking into contacting descendants of Periscovia Friendoff, another native girl taken from Woody Island. She was taken to what was called the Outing Program in Pennsylvania, where children were sent to be acculturated to Western norms and gender roles. Woolley says it's been more difficult to find records of Periscovia than it was for Anastasia.
We're trying to kind of track down any reference to Periscovia, who had spent 4 years in that outing program with families in Pennsylvania. Not clear if there's any relatives. It doesn't sound like there are, but her story is a bit of an enigma, and we're trying to work through it.
In recognition of Woolley's work, the museum has issued him a plaque as well as recognition on their website. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.